Skagway looks to hire a new fire chief and a new executive director for its health clinic. We'll preview this week's borough assembly meeting. And part two of a series looking at tourism in Haines this summer. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Both Skagway's fire department and medical clinic are taking steps to fill leadership roles. This comes as the municipality considers a regional tribal health consortium's interest in taking over Skagway's local health clinic. I spoke with Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata about these topics and more for a preview of Thursday's borough assembly meeting. Well, let's start with the executive sessions. You've got a couple of them on the agenda on Thursday. One of them's kind of about port infrastructure, and the other one is interesting. It looks like there's going to be a discussion about selling the clinic building and the land it sits on. I was under the impression that up until now, it was, you know, mostly there were talks about a lease deal. So what's happening there?
Well, so that's always been on the table, and it's actually been something that has been talked about at the assembly table in the past. And like I say, it's a much more broad scope to the executive session than that one issue. When discussing, you know, what options are available to the assembly as far as what they can do in regards to the clinic, that has to be one of the issues that we talk about among all of the other ones. That's the whole idea behind the executive session, really, is to kind of lay everything out, explore options, and see what we can do to, you know, perhaps drive the clinic toward more success.
Well, let's stay with the clinic. It looks like the board is on the hunt for an executive director again.
So currently there's an interim director in place. And so, you know, this job has to go up because, you know, eventually the clinic would definitely need a full-time director sooner than later. I was surprised personally that this job description didn't go out considerably sooner than it did, because we're on a time crunch here. But that's what the clinic board decided to do. And so, you know, I think that their goal is to find a permanent solution to that problem.
All right. Well, could you tell us a little bit more about the letter that you sent to the governor's office about the electric ferry concept?
Yeah. So that stemmed from a meeting that we had with the governor's chief of staff, Randy Ruano, and, you know, showing him some of the ideas that we've had for potential electric ferries or electric hybrid ferries that could service the communities of, you know, Skagway and Haines, Skagway, Juneau, Haines. And there was a thank you letter. And also, you know, another key part of that letter was, you know, outlining that we're still having some obstacles as far as the acquisition of the Broadway Peninsula goes. Some of those deal with federal highways. So we're kind of, you know, reaching out to the governor's office to try and help us figure out some solutions and make sure that, you know, that process continues to move forward.
And then I guess the fire chief position, interim chief Emily Rauscher has been nominated by the hiring committee to take over the role. Do you see that going off without a hitch on Thursday night?
Well, you know, I'm always prepared for surprises, but Emily Rauscher has come into the interim role and literally turned the fire department around. I think the number of volunteers, year-round residents that are now signed up, numbers 25. She's done an exceptional job. I'm hoping that she can receive some further training and grow into that role. But unanimous decision by the hiring committee. I hope that's well received by the assembly and we can get that approval done this evening. I know one thing for sure. We have cruise ships coming in 55 days. It's essential we have a fire chief in place, and it needs to happen sooner than later. So I certainly hope that the approval happens so that we can make sure that we're able to respond to the tremendous amount of EMS calls that we're going to be getting this summer.
Mayor Andrew Cremata, thanks so much for the assembly preview.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
That was a discussion with Skagway's mayor about this week's borough assembly meeting. The live audio stream can be heard starting at 7 o'clock Thursday night at khns.org. Haines could see a massive influx of tourists this summer, according to industry projections, especially via cruise ships. An estimated 76 port calls this summer could carry from 60,000 to as many as 90,000 passengers to Haines. That's almost double the 2019 cruise ship season in Haines, with even more traveling over from ship docking in Skagway. But questions remain around border restrictions, COVID-19 precautions, and other factors. KHNS's Corinne Smith checked in with Haines Tourism Director Stephen Ock for the latest projections. Here's part two of that conversation.
So can you break down that 90,000 passenger estimate for us? Does that also include passengers coming from Skagway and taking a private ferry over, or just small cruise ships docking here in Haines?
Nope. So that's just ships docking specifically here in Haines. There are a couple of ships that aren't on that schedule that we don't have schedules for yet, but the numbers from those ships, we're looking at ships with a capacity of maybe 175 people on the high end and maybe 10 calls. So, you know, that number of the 90,000 is, it's not going to vary too much if that schedule happens, even if we get some additional small ships. But Skagway is expecting to see 1.2 million passengers, which would be a pretty significant increase for them. And of course, as you mentioned, the Haines Skagway Fast Ferry brings a lot of people over. And so for a kind of expectation for that, traditionally, we've seen about 5% of Skagway's capacity has come over to Haines on the Fast Ferry. So 1.2 million would be another 60,000 people or so.
Mm-hmm. And so for Haines to meet that level of demand and those kinds of crowds, it's going to be a bit of a task. What are some challenges or, I guess, ways that Haines may need to prepare for that?
It's a great question. And unfortunately, I know it's shocking to most people, but I don't have all the answers. but some things that I kind of think about and kind of echo to people when I talk to them is, it's really trying to think outside the box in terms of backup plans in terms of staffing, backup plans in terms of ordering supplies, those kinds of things. I'm cautiously optimistic that we are going to see those numbers because it certainly would be nice to have the business and everything. Obviously, though, if I was a business owner, it would be hard to plan for those numbers because, as we said, there's still a lot of unknowns that could certainly impact and drop that number back.
And what is the discussion around health and the outlook for the COVID pandemic this summer? I mean, there may be another variant that will have to be mitigated. So what is the discussion like around kind of bringing in all those people, but also making sure that both visitors and Haines residents stay healthy?
Well, there's certainly the standard messages of the washing hands and social distancing when possible and wearing a mask and all that. Other than that, the thing to keep in mind is the cruise ships in particular have a lot of requirements in terms of their guests and their staff. So in terms of cruise passengers, we know that a lot of them will be vaccinated and or tested, you know, prior to boarding the ships. And as far as the independent travelers, you know, it's going to depend on what the requirements are from those vessels. So AMHS, of course, is still requiring masks on board, but there's no testing requirement. But the rest of it is reminding people to do what they have been told to do for the last 2 years. So stay safe and distance if you can, and wear a mask when you feel you need to.
All right. Remains to be seen. Thank you, Stephen. Thanks for joining us today.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me.
That was Haines Tourism Director Stephen Auk with an update on the summer tourism outlook. This was part two of an extended conversation. To listen to part one, check out khns.org. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.